was like the US cavalry, totally.
What?
Liz turning up out of the blue last night. Me and Sam were having our biggest battle yet.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep thinking of it like that, Debbie. You know, babies don't cry on purpose to spite you, like.
Oh, yeah?
They can't help it. It don't mean they've got it in for their man.
So why is it you can settle him better than I can? It's because he reckons you're an ally.
You love him.
Do I?
Of course you do.
I'm starting to wonder, Carol.
And I think it's because you love him that he cries so much.
Oh, Carol, how'd you work that one out?
Look, he sees you in a state, he gets worried about you, and he starts yelling.
Sure.
It makes sense. You're tense, so he can't relax.
I get tense because he doesn't bloody relax.
But which comes first?
I don't know. It all started so long ago.
He was only born a few weeks ago.
I know. Seems like years to me.
Yeah, I must admit having a kid does do funny things to time.
Funny?
Oh, come on, Deb. You've enjoyed yourself. Now and then.
Yeah, you're right. There was 10 minutes last Tuesday when Sam and I looked like we were pals.
He was very quiet last night.
Yeah, I know. So what's the catch?
Well, it's like I was saying before. He reacts to your mood. You were feeling cheered up because you'd been offered this job by Liz.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his mum felt better, so Sam felt better.
He told you all this, did he?
Yeah. Well, in his way.
Well, since you have this great thing going between you...
What have I said?
Well, suppose I was to slip you a few quid for looking after him, like...
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, please, Carol. Till I get him fixed up in a proper nursery. You need the extra money, I know that.
Yeah, but I couldn't take money off you, Deb.
Don't be so daft. I'll be back on full salary, earning more than I used to. It's a proper editorial job Liz wants me for.
Oh.
And you're tied to looking after Moonshine anyway.
I know.
Well, what's the objection, then?
It's too soon.
Too soon for what?
For you to go and leave him.
Sam won't mind.
Of course he'll mind.
He likes you.
But it's not the same thing, is it?
Okay, forget it. I'll find a baby minder somewhere.
Oh, no, Debbie.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? I don't understand you, Carol. Just now you were saying it was a good thing for me and Sam that I've landed this job. Now you're trying to put a spoke in it.
Look, not on purpose. Well, it's just that it sounds like an exciting job and that, but will you end up ignoring Sam altogether?
Well, it's not very likely. You won't be looking after him at night time for me, will you?
Well, you promise you'll come straight back from work as soon as you can each day?
Yes, miss.
I'm not kidding, Debbie.
Sorry. I'll promise you, Carol. Outside of office hours, Sam Franks will have my undivided attention. Hear that, mister? There you are. Even he approves.
I'm fed up with washing dirty glasses.
At last.
What's that?
The collapse of the Jesse Brewer smile.
I don't know what you're looking so pleased about.
It's just nice to know you're human after all.
I see. You didn't think I was human before?
Well, of course I did. In everything else.
What are you going on about, Cliff?
You're a lovely person, Jesse.
Oh, yes.
Except when it comes to the one bit of pub work that no one else I've ever met can stand. Clearing up after closing time.
I never minded a bit of hard work.
Yeah, but to do it day after day and singing a song and looking happy?
Well, I'm not today.
Right.
And I may not tomorrow.
Oh. Hey, look, I didn't mean to put you off forever. It's only now and then I find your cheeriness hard to take.
Oh, it's not you that's put me off my stroke, Cliff.
Ooh, who is it then?
Me. Oh, my own fault. I've been making a right fool of myself.
Breaking things again.
Well, you could say that.
Hey, come on, love. You can't help being accident prone.
I ought to be more careful when it comes to dealing with people, though.
Ah, you've had a row with George, have you? Ah, you shouldn't worry about it. I'm doing it all the time. We always manage to patch things up.
It wasn't a row. Not a proper one. It's just that... Oh, I suddenly realised he's sick of the sight of me.
I don't believe it.
You should have seen his face. I took a steak and kidney pie across for his supper last night.
Lucky bloke.
George didn't think so. He told me I'd have to find someone else to take it off me.
Probably meant he'd already eaten.
Oh, I don't think so. He didn't make that excuse. And then he walked off down the road with Sophie, and he's got her to do the cleaning for him instead of me.
Yeah, look, perhaps you've been rushing things. George is bound to take a while to get over Kath. Well, he took long enough to get round to marriage the first time.
But I don't want to marry him.
You don't?
Well, no. No, not really, no. Well, there was a moment when... But no. Oh, I was quite happy to set up with being friends. And that's why I started to keep my distance when I thought he was really well off, in case some people got the wrong idea about it.
He's not exactly broke.
No, but it's all tied up in that house, whereas when it comes to cash, I'm much better off. So then, instead of stupidly keeping my distance, I'll be stupidly...
Didn't keep your distance.
Oh, clumsy as usual. Oh, what am I going to do, Cliff? I know I ought to keep out of everyone's way for a while, but the thought of hanging about in this pub between the opening times is not my idea of how to spend a Saturday afternoon.
Well, you could go to the pictures.
You could do, but I don't much like the stuff they put on these days. Oh, back in Oxfordshire, I'd have gone for a walk.
Well, there's the Heath.
That's true.
Hey, why don't we both go?
Well, don't you want to go home?
No, there's no rush. Shirley will be doing her studying, and, well, I need a bit of exercise. Helping George move made me realise how unfit I am. I was still playing rugby last season, you know. Now, shifting beer kegs is my limit.
You're sure you're up to a walk?
You bet, as long as you bring some of that cash you were talking about.
Why?
Well, so you can treat me to tea in the high street at the end of it all.
Oh, you cheeky so-and-so.
That's right. But it's made you smile again.
Quiet, isn't it? What was that? I said, quiet, isn't it? Yes, Matt, it is. Blimey, she's either asleep or in a trance.
I was thinking. What were you saying?
Very much. Just practicing for my new career, ventriloquism. But don't let it bother you.
I should have gone into the restaurant. I could have given Rob the lunchtime session off.
Then it would have been even quieter. Just.
You'll miss him too, then.
Well, Jeremy isn't the noisiest kid I've ever known, but I can't help noticing his absence, especially now it's the weekend.
Even worse tomorrow. Sunday.
Yes. We ought to get away somewhere.
Where?
How about Paris?
I'm not in the mood for Paris.
She says, as if I'm always offering her jaunts to the continent.
Did you mean it, Matt?
No,
I didn't think you did.
Only because it's at short notice. But if you had been in the mood, and we did have the spare cash...
Thank you, Matt.
Don't mention it. But just to prove I'm not merely exercising generosity of spirit, may I offer a practical alternative?
Yes, please. Anything will do.
This isn't just anything, my girl.
Oh, go on, then. I'm all ears.
At great personal risk, I offer you a trip to Maidenhead.
That is a good idea. Where does the risk come in?
Any encounter I have with your mother is fraught with danger.
Well, in that case, we'd better not go. I'd love to get out of London, but not if you and Mother are going to be arguing.
It was a joke, Beth.
Was it?
Well, sort of.
In that case, prove to me that you can be nice to her.
Oh, I will, I will.
I mean, right now. You phone her and ask if we can come.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yes, it is. And it will mean a good start all round.
Oh.
She's always complained you hardly ever want to see her. The shock of you asking if we can come down will put her on her best behaviour.
I suppose there's always a 50-50 chance Brad will answer the phone.
Ah.
It is ringing. Oh. Hello, Joan. Well, the thing is...
Hey, slow down, Jessie.
What's the matter?
Oh, I thought we were going for a walk, not a sprint.
I'm used to walking at this speed.
Oh, it looks like it, and all. I reckon you're in better shape than I am, in all senses.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Well, for a woman of...
My age?
Well, no, that's not really what I meant.
Yes, it was. Don't worry. I won't clobber you with my handbag.
That's a relief. If you can walk that fast, you can probably hit pretty hard, too.
Well, that's right. They breed as tough out in the country.
Hey, your brother doesn't come across like that.
Donald's a bit of a softy. Comes of spending all those years with them theatrical types, you know.
Did you used to go and watch him when he was an actor?
Not much. He was still at school. There's a good few years between me and Donald, you see. And since he's got about 15 years before they pension him off...
It means you're not so old as I thought you didn't look.
Or whatever.
Oh, dear. Cliff Edwards put his foot in it again.
No, not too badly. Oh, it's nice to know someone thinks I look okay.
Well, it's not just me, Jessie. What about all the blokes who come into the pub? Hardly anybody wants to be served by me these days. They're all queuing up for you.
Well, that's just curiosity. They want to see if I'm going to smash anything.
Please yourself.
What's this, then? Pub outing?
Oh, hello, Debbie.
Well, there's the great landlord, then, hiding in the bushes.
Donald's having a nap, I think. Lucky man.
You have met Jessie, haven't you?
Yeah, Jessie's serving me the odd drink now and then. How are you?
Oh, fine, thanks. How's the baby?
We'll see for yourself.
Oh, Sam is sweet.
Yeah, he always drops off when he's being pushed along in the fresh air. In fact, I'd better keep on the move in case she starts squawking.
Hey, it's a child, not a parrot.
You don't say. See you.
Bye, dear. Oh, thank heavens for that.
And what?
They're not wanting to stop and chat. As a rule, I'm not often stuck for a word, but I never know what to say about babies. And by the look of things, you don't either.
No.
So, have you got your strength back now?
How do you mean?
Am I going to have to walk slow, or can you keep up with me?
Oh, I'll try and keep up.
Oh, good lad. But you better tell me which is the right direction first.
The right direction?
Yes. I don't know what's come over you, Cliff.
Oh, sorry, but is there somewhere special we're supposed to be going to?
Well, there was this tea shop that you mentioned.
Where have you been, might I ask?
Oh, I went for a walk.
Oh, nice.
Oh, don't be like that, sure.
It's nearly 6 o'clock, Cliff. Even when you stay on boozing with Donald, you're usually back by 4:30. I was worried.
Well, I didn't have a single drink after hours today. I went for a walk instead.
If you'd let me know, I could have come with you.
I thought I was giving you a good chance to get on with that essay you're supposed to be writing.
Thanks.
Well, I did.
You've got notes and things you're supposed to be writing up, too.
Yes, teacher. I'll do it as soon as I can. Anyway, I wasn't just walking for fun. It was a sort of favour.
Oh, too?
Oh, Jessie, she was feeling a bit fed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, she found out she'd been getting on George's nerves a bit.
Oh, more than a bit.
Oh, yeah, he's told you about it then, has he?
He was beginning to think she'd moved into number one along with him and Arthur.
Well, she was only being friendly, but now she knows she overdid it.
Oh, well, that's something, I suppose.
So she's keeping her distance, but she just didn't want to hang around the pub all afternoon.
And she couldn't go walking on her own?
Well, I suppose she could have, but she wanted company.
I thought she'd saw enough of you at the pub.
Doesn't look like it, does it? She even treated me to a cream tea.
She what?
You heard?
I'll have to keep an eye on you.
Why?
Well, in case you think she can get away with switching her attention from George to you.
Now, that would be interesting. Do you think George might turn out to be jealous?
I don't know about George, but I might.
Oh, go on, I'll behave myself, I promise.
You better. So you enjoyed your walk, did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Except we bumped into Debbie and the baby. Oh. Well, I did my best to behave like they got nothing to do with me, but... Oh, I don't know, love. It still gets to me, you know.
I know. It's going to take time.
Yeah. Still, what should we do this evening to take our minds off all that?
Well, first off, you can help me tidy this place up a bit.
Why?
Because it needs it, and because Morris is coming to supper.
Morris? Oh, you come here the evening to ourselves?
No. He was feeling miserable after being stuck on his own for the weekend, so he rang me.
I see. Doesn't he see enough of you when you're at the paper?
No, not nearly enough. But unlike your Jessie, he doesn't mind seeing both of us together.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yeah, isn't it? So get over him, boyo.